RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Tier Tuesday, Jones and Keith, brought to you by Jackson Lumber and Millwork. You can visit Jackson Lumber and Millwork for all your residential, remodeling, or commercial building materials and supplies. At Jackson Lumber and Millwork, providing solutions and delivering results since 1946. We'll talk to Tommy Curran on a Tommy Tuesday at high noon. Meantime, Keith, we are tearing off the traps from Home Alone 1 and 2.
Yes, very popular movies this time of year. Getting a lot of plays in my house currently right now with the kids. They're getting into Home Alone, which is exciting.
They're on Freeform every night. Home Alone 1 and 2 are on Freeform legit every night.
We pop them on Disney Plus. We just sit back and relax.
You drink them in.
Commercial free, bro.
Just pop right in like halfway through the movie, have that on.
It's great.
Mixing some commercials.
So a lot of traps. I don't know if we're going to get to every single one of them, but we're going to try to break them down tier style. And so we're going to go from like the most painful slash dangerous to the least. So top tier, did the man die?
Did the man die? He did.
He did.
He did. Okay.
Or at least should have. I don't know if he did in the film. They kind of made it through. But that's the top tier. Second tier down, Amber Lamps.
Bring Amber Lamps.
Where are the Amber Lamps? Somebody call the Amber Lamps. So that's two.
Yeah.
The third tier down, he needs some milk.
He needs some milk.
So basically, the top tier will kill you. The second tier, you need to go to a hospital. The third tier, you just need to take maybe a break and have a glass of milk, and you should be fine.
Okay.
The fourth tier, frisky. Can't have a tier without a frisky tier.
That makes sense, yeah.
And then the last tier, simply a flesh wound.
Just a flesh wound.
All right.
Yeah, it's a little minor inconvenience.
Yeah.
A minor inconvenience.
It's something. It ain't going to kill you, but it's something.
All right, Bill, throw some traps at us, and we'll tear them up.
All right, the hot iron to the face.
Did the man die?
No.
He did.
Oh, I mean, close.
An iron to the face, Jones?
A hot iron to the face? Now, Marv is able to...
Where did that one fall from?
That one falls from the laundry chute.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that fell from pretty high.
Way up there. At minimum, Amber Lamps.
Yeah, it's at least... I was going to argue Amber Lamps, but you may have swayed me to, did the man die? He might.
It might not even matter that it was like...
Hot.
Piping hot, but like factor that in as well. Yeah. I think we're starting on the top tier.
Marv's face didn't look great after that.
Marv got planted.
All right, let's do it.
Icy steps.
So the icy steps is just a flesh wound.
He needs some milk.
Oh, flesh wound?
Yeah, icy steps. You fall on the steps.
Well, which ones are you talking
about?
We've
all fallen in the wintertime.
Okay, have you fallen down the back steps like Marv did? The front ones.
I don't have back steps, I don't think.
The front
like that.
Ones, Harry's doing like a somersault.
Yeah.
That's a little exaggerated.
So I think if you slip on ice, we all fall on ice.
Okay, but do you fall on ice down like 12 steps like Marv into a back door?
That many steps.
Oh, the back one?
I have the front steps here.
I just said the front ones are not that bad, but the back ones?
Let's put the front. I'm talking about the front ones, though. I'm looking at it right here. Just a flush room, you want to say it's frisky, because I guess it also depends on how you fall. You could fall on your elbow.
I'm kinda
on your head.
I'm kind of with Nick. I was going to say
you want
milk.
Yeah. All right, fine. I don't
you need milk. You need milk for those bones, or else you're cracking a knee or something.
You do. Calcium's important.
Yeah. All right.
Nail through the foot.
This might be the hardest.
Just a flesh wound.
Wait, what?
Yeah, I'm with Nick.
You
can
step all the way through it.
Yeah.
You've never stepped on a nail before?
You might step all the way through it.
Yeah.
You ever stepped on a nail before, though? It hurts, but you're fine.
I don't think barefoot like that I've stepped on a nail.
Maybe I've stepped on one with my shoe on and it's like gone
that's
through.
That's hard to a stair and I went right in the middle of my
foot. I think your spine on the floor falling from the reaction of stepping on the nail is worse than stepping on the nail.
Yeah.
Dude, I think the nail's brutal.
But you were just about to say this. One of the worst ones to watch is that.
That
gruesome to watch. But how bad is it actually? Flesh wound.
Flesh wound?
Quite literally a flesh wound.
Yeah.
Oh my God. You're getting.
What do you think it's going
to
kill
not
you?
Not to take it to this degree. It's like you're getting crucified. Like, that's what this is like. So you think, like, a stake through
what,
the.
That's not what killed
hand?
Him. Okay. That's not what killed him. Those were flesh wounds.
I mean, it didn't.
Yeah.
Man, you guys are nuts. All right.
Burning hot doorknob.
This is why you always test a doorknob with the back of your hand.
Smart.
Because we learned this in first grade, because if you turn around, you will grab onto the doorknob and then burn your hand. Something wicked.
And they get the M from McAllister scarred into your hand.
Yeah, frisky? It's still there.
Oh. You think it's frisky? Because now your hand's like shot for the day.
You don't think you need an Amber Lamps for that?
Oh, wow. You're going that high
up? I mean, that's...
You can drive yourself to the hospital. You don't need an ambulance.
Yeah, are you going to pay for the ride?
No,
good point.
That.
You might want to save that for higher.
How about milk?
Milk?
Yeah.
He needs some milk.
Put milk on it.
Dunk your hand in it.
Yeah, milk.
I like that, yeah.
Kerosene-soaked rope.
All right, so that's from Home Alone 2.
Yep.
And so that's also involves, like, the heights of
it. Did the man die? He did.
I mean, you're that high up.
Yeah,
and
what
then
are
you
they
fall
like,
down.
Are they,
so like,
yeah, are they two, three stories? They are pretty high up.
Three stories up
in the city.
In the city, and like it's just, I think it's more spectacle to see the rope get caught on fire.
Yeah.
That's really the least of your concerns. I think it's the fall that will kill you.
Well, that's what Billy said about the nail in the stairs. You're the fall.
Yeah, there's
is what's
also that.
Get you.
That's true. I think top tier.
Oh, you think we're dying?
Three stories?
Yeah.
And the carrot and your hands hot. So you already have the doorknob hot hands from, we already said, his milk.
Okay.
So you think Amber Lamps or he died?
I was thinking Amber Lamps, but you're right. From three
steps up on
the concrete.
Yeah.
Or three stories up, rather, on the concrete, you're probably dying.
Yeah.
Tripwire.
That's really just an inconvenience. Like, you get knocked down, you get back up. I think that's from Home Alone 1 where he puts it across the door. And it just kind of like, it just slows you down. And it also allows Kevin to set up other traps.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a
flesh wound.
Yeah, on its own.
It took him out enough to get the tarantula. I don't know if we're getting the tarantula
or not.
We'll
get there, I think.
Okay, but it took him out enough for that.
Yep.
More of an annoyance.
Yeah. Is it even a flesh wound?
Well, I think we'll put it there.
Okay.
But I feel like that's why the nail on the foot should be higher, because the nail on the foot is way worse than just tripping.
Mm.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll leave it there for now. We can always go back.
Tool chest pushed down the stairs.
Did the man die?
No,
he
you're not dying from this.
Because you
do
might
you know how heavy a tool chest is?
Yeah, but you might not take it full go.
Okay,
you see it coming down.
They should have gotten out of the way of this.
Yeah, you should have gotten out of the way.
What's that noise? Yeah. What am I hearing?
I think
that's
this one's kind of frisky.
Sound of a tool chest coming down the stairs.
Yeah, pretty good.
Jones does a good
Thank you. That was good.
I think he does a really convincing Marv.
And then, but then, you know, they get blown across the room.
It's too much.
So, like, I
think it's frisky.
I'm 100% with you. That was not that bad.
No, it's not.
Thank you, Nick.
Stepping on small toys.
All right, so this is not
the
micro machines. These are micro machines at the bottom of the
stairs.
Not the ornaments. That's separate. Ornaments and light bulbs are separate. This is more like, micro machines. I felt like maybe Legos.
As long as it's not a Lego. Then you would die.
When I watched this as like a six-year-old or whatever, I did think this was like the most brilliant idea.
It was very fun.
I was like, get your micro machines out. Funny. This is so smart.
Do you want to go frisky or flesh wound?
No, I think it's a flesh wound.
Okay, yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
Hit with the shovel.
Ooh. So old man shovel from next door comes over, just blasts you on good with a shovel.
Bring him.
This is like old ECW wrestling. Here comes the guy with a shovel.
Amber Lamps?
Well, it really depends on who's swinging it. So if it's the old dude.
Oh, this is a great point.
If it's the old dude, you might just need some milk.
No, but he murdered people.
Yeah, he killed people, Keith.
No, he didn't.
Allegedly.
That was
in South Bend.
Proven not to be the case.
Well, it wasn't.
Check
proven
his barrel.
It wasn't proven at all. What do you mean it was proven?
Check his salt bucket. See what's in there.
He's a nice guy. He's a church-going guy. The nice guy
and
followed with his
you.
Kid. But now he's friends with his kid again.
Yeah, like people said about Whitey Bulger at the
so
end.
So you
want
to go Amber Lamps?
Yeah.
Okay, fine.
Yeah.
That's
honestly, I'm taking issue with you thinking he didn't actually kill people.
I don't think he did. I think the biggest flaw so far in this whole thing is you would rather step on a nail than get hit with a shovel.
Stepping on a nail is not that bad.
Wait, what? No, I'd rather get.
I'd rather
step on a nail than get drilled with a shovel? Yes.
Man, you guys are nuts.
I can't wait
for the step on a nail challenge that we do tomorrow. Gonna bring one in.
I can't wait for the get hit in the face with a shovel.
Bring
challenge.
It on.
Yeah. Okay, great.
Blowtorch to the head.
All right, this is.
Did the man die? He did.
I don't know. Would it actually?
He kind of holds it for a minute too.
Would
he doesn't get out of the way.
I don't know. Which one?
Would.
All right, which one's worse? The one in the first one, or the one where he dunks his head in the toilet with kerosene in it? Yeah,
explosion too. I think you both died for both of them.
The first one's just so comical because it's like he sticks his head through the door and then he does like the. And it just burns through his hat and his hair. And then when Marv sees him again, he's like, Harry, what happened? I think that is, I guess maybe it wouldn't kill you, but like it's burning my sweet haircut.
You just figured this out.
That's just bad news for me.
You just figured out your look. Now torching off all your hair.
Want to go Amber Lamps?
Well, how technical do we want to be about this? If we want to be like, where does it actually send you? Amber Lamps. But I have this top tier one I don't want happening to me.
No, I think we're basing him off of, like, danger to you.
Okay.
So, yeah, probably Amberlamp.
Bring Amberlamp.
Okay. Okay. All right.
Stepping on Christmas light bulbs.
All right.
Just a flesh wound.
Very avoidable.
It like is avoidable.
All Marv had to do was look down.
Yeah, but he was breaking into a house. He's looking up because I think there's smart. You might get shot with a BB gun again or whatever.
I've never broken into a house, Bragg. But wow. But
must be pretty nice.
I do think maybe it's because I've seen the film. Marv didn't have that benefit, but yeah. I would look down crawling.
So
into
flesh
a window.
Wound or frisky?
Oh, flesh wound.
Okay,
frisky.
Yeah, but if you step on a light bulb and it bursts,
my feet. You know, apparently,
tootsies, I'm worried about my tootsies. That's what it comes down to.
His biggest fear is anything happening to his feet.
I mean, Marv's feet just get destroyed in these movies.
They do.
Yeah. He's fine.
Yeah.
He's fine. He's walking around.
Yeah, they're fine after all of these.
He's like Michael Myers. Yeah. You can't kill Marv.
All right. I say flesh wound. What do you say?
That's fine.
Okay.
That's fine.
Staple gun.
So he gets right in the nose, right?
Yeah, I was gonna say,
nose staple.
I get the staple gun and the BB gun a little confused.
This is also from ECW wrestling. I think it's frisky because it also depends on like where you get stapled.
Frisky.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, he gets stapled in a pretty rough spot in one of
he
them.
He gets multiple staples, and none of them are good.
Yeah. That's true.
Yeah.
Very frisky. Actually, this is the most frisky.
Yeah, actually, perfect tier. Yeah.
Rack of paint cans falls on you.
Yeah, so the paint cans are a common weapon in this, and there's the one where he's in the basement, and there's just all kinds of paint cans in, like, a wooden shelf, and he's on the ground, and then it just tips down
right
on
before
him.
He electrocutes himself.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, we'll get
so
to that.
Yeah, right. Yep. But, okay, the paint cans falling on you, not great. Milk?
Yeah.
Milk.
Yeah, yeah. He needs some milk.
It's a lot of paint cans. Some milk.
Yeah, yeah, you're going to need at least that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
BB gun to the face.
Ooh.
Ugh.
Bring Amberlamp.
You think so?
I don't know about that.
Face, maybe.
Yeah. Well, that's where he gets shot. He sticks his head through the doggy door, and there's Kevin sitting there. He's like, hey, bud. Hello. Yeah, not good.
Rough way, because you know it's coming.
Yeah, I would say that's more of a he needs some milk, though.
Yeah.
It's a BB gun.
He needs some milk.
Yeah, let's stick that there. Yeah.
Swinging paint buckets.
Oh, that one will kill you.
You think so?
Did the man
absolutely.
Die?
The okay. swinging paint cans, you're on a flight of...
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcast.
Stairs?
You are on the stairs.
And you go flying backwards?
Yeah. Onto the micro machines.
True.
Onto
they come
the,
back to get you.
Picking micro machines out of your rear end? Like, that's no, thank you.
What once was a flesh wound is now the finishing blow.
Yeah. That's a death. That's a death for
fair.
Sure.
Electrocuted.
So this
did
is
the man die?
Yeah, you're dead.
He did.
He turned into a skeleton.
My favorite scene in any of the movies. He turned into
a skeleton.
Yeah, this would be, if we were going to rank within the tier,
this is the top one.
Number one with the bullet.
Yeah, no, you're dead. Yeah.
Glued and feathered.
Yeah, so that's when Harry is sort of like.
It's a flesh wound.
I'd say frisky.
He's covered in feathers.
I mean, it's just one step away from a furry.
Real bruised ego.
Shime just ran down the hall.
He's like, what's that? He's covered in feathers? Is he like a giant bird of some sort?
What's his backstory?
Yeah,
I'd say it's frisky.
Yeah, frisky.
Yeah,
that
frisky
is definitely
frisky.
Flesh wound.
Yep. You're not getting a flesh wound from it. It's frisky. No.
Fall from a zip line.
So this is not as high
as second story.
Oh, he needs some milk.
Yeah, I agree. I think that's a he needs some milk. That's when they were trying to get over to the treehouse, and then Kevin has the shears.
Plus you're falling into grass.
Yeah.
As opposed to like a city sidewalk.
Yeah, that's like, that'll knock the wind out of you.
Yeah, say it again.
Snowy grass.
Snowy grass.
Yeah, really not that bad.
Yeah. Flesh wound.
Yeah, you're pretty
high. I'm sorry. Milk, rather. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Bricks.
Oh, that'll kill you.
Did the man die?
bricks.
He did.
Yeah.
I would say like five stories.
One brick. But like maybe somehow miraculously you survive. What do you get? Three or four?
He had a lot of bricks to the face. And that was brutal.
Yeah.
That's as bad as anything. Yeah, that's true.
Harry.
Yeah, that's a good one.
That's good.
Okay.
Last one, bag of cement.
So this is the one.
Did the man die? He did.
Yeah, Marv's got to learn because he's just like, oh, this is so lucky. There's a random rope just hanging here.
Yeah,
and it tugs on a couple
down.
Of times.
I think it might be more ambulance, though.
Oh.
It's a 100 bag of cement?
I think it's 100. I think it's 100 is the label, okay. If I'm not mistaken. I think it's 100.
All right.
On your neck.
Yeah, but it's not like mixed cement and dried cement.
Oh, did the man die?
Okay, all right.
He did.
You're making an argument.
You're saying he died.
You're making an argument. No, Keith's making an argument for just paralyzed. I see what you're saying.
He's Amberlamps.
Yeah, you're
Amberlamps. It's not a good way of life after
Amberlamps.
You want to go Amberlamps?
Let's go
Amberlamps.
Yeah, sure.
All right.
These are tiers. It's top of the tier.
So there's pictures here. So I actually don't see the spider anywhere on here.
No, tarantula.
Which I would put super low on the list.
Flesh
one. No, but it's not even that. It's the fact that he gets hit with a crowbar.
He does get crowbarred. Yeah, maybe there is a photo of that somewhere.
They crowbar each other.
They do. They have a hard time. Yeah. A lot of these pictures on this thing are just the two of these guys laying down on the ground. So I forget like which thing got them. But all right. So right now in the did the man die, he did tier.
Yes.
We have the hot iron to the face
mm-hmm.
from very high up.
Yeah, that's bad.
We have the kerosene rope cut three stories high.
Mm-hmm.
We have the swinging paint cans.
Yeah, that's rough.
We have electrocution and bricks.
Yeah, those are all bad.
Yeah. The amber lamps. Apparently, you guys really don't want to get hit by a shovel.
Yeah,
really, do you want to get hit by a shovel?
Yeah, I mean, compared to these other things.
What else is on there?
Blowtorch to the head and 100-pound bag of cement.
Yeah, it's probably bottom of the tier, but it's on that tier. Yeah, what's next?
He needs some milk, slipping on ice, grabbing a hot doorknob, paint cans on the shelf falling down on you, BB gun to the face, and getting cut down from the zip line.
Okay.
Frisky, the big chest of tools down the stairs.
Text line is saying that would kill us instantly. No chance.
I think so.
I don't think you
would. They were cartoonishly flattened against the wall.
I would get out of the way.
You would only squash their nose. You'd get hit like the hip or something. Yeah. I think you'd be okay.
Yeah, you'd be fine.
Staple gun and the glue and feathers. And then just a flesh wound.
That's very frisky, the glue and feathers. Yeah.
The most frisky. Yeah. Just a flesh wound, according to you maniacs, is stepping on a nail.
It's literally a flesh wound.
Tripwire, micro machines, and
ornaments.
Christmas ornaments.
Okay. Nice. Should we take Kevin in the car? I think we should.
Yeah, obviously.
Why would we not? Yeah, Kevin, please. Hello.
Kevin, what do you have?
Hey, guys. Speaking from experience, the BB gun to the face is a flesh wound. I got shot in the face with one 25 years ago, and my dentist has a great x-ray of it.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay, so we should flesh you're wound. Saying we should knock that down.
If it got in the eye, then the ambulance.
Say it again?
Oh.
If it got you in the eye ambulance?
Got it. Okay. Well, then maybe we have it in the right tier.
Greg, bro.
We have it, and he needs some milk. So maybe
can you
it's
send an x-ray in, keef@weei.com?
You could.
Oh, yeah, you could, sir.
Or do we make it frisky? Or do you want to leave it at he needs some milk?
I think we leave it where it is. I mean, these are our tiers. It sounds like he would have it on a lower tier. These are our tiers. They're already set, sir. But good feedback. So thank you very much. It's Tier Tuesday brought to you by Jackson Lumber and Millwork. All the traps in Home Alone 1 and 2. I didn't make it to 3.
Keep
there might have been some good
to
ones.
See tiny pictures is incredible.
These
He's
pictures
like 3
are,
inches from the monitor.
These pictures are so small.
You know what, though? I'm kind of done making fun of Keith's eyesight after I failed the Bob Ryan eye test. I'm kind of done picking on Keith's eyes because apparently mine are pretty poor, too.
Another one.
No, it's him ducking under the microphone to get closer to the monitor is what did it.
I even got it zoomed in. These are really small photos, but we'll tweet this out at Jones and Keith or at Keith21. On Twitter and Instagram, and you can see these bad boys. They also have the picture of the lady. Remember that just smacks Marv when he looks
a bad
at her?
One, though, yeah. And, I bet out in the cold, I bet that stings.
Yeah,
I bet that stings real hard.
All right, very good.
Did the man die? He did.
Okay, those are the tiers. Check them out at Jones and Keefe. I think they're perfect, per usual.
I agree.
Meanwhile, we'll continue reliving the best of the year with Jones and Keefe. Speaking of tiers, let's do the best of tiers next.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week,
I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.